I'm not that nice. I'm mean and I'm evil. Don't call me nice. I'm gonna eat your heart out. I've got some work to do. Baby, I'm ready.
Here we are in Montevecchia, guys, 30 kilometers from Milan, and it's like being out of this world.
Fantastic, Gianni. It's really beautiful.
I knew you'd like it, darling. Now let's get to work. So guys, now Aaron leans on the smart with his left arm and looks out of the corner of his eye at Emmanuel, who is lying on the hood of the car.
Sorry, what the fuck am I doing lying on the hood?
Do the sexy thing, darling. That's what you do best. Stop like that, good. Aaron, shake your hair and smile. You have the smile of a god. Now, take off your shirts.
Do we have to take off our shirts? And why?
Yeah, why?
It's hot. Now stand next to each other, Emmanuel in profile, pretending not to notice the other, Aaron with his arms crossed with the look of a feline ready to pounce. Very good, that's it. You are gorgeous. Now, Emmanuel, lie down on your stomach on the hood.
But again?
No, love, not again. Before you were on your back, now instead on your stomach. Which means with your bottom up, you know.
Sure, right? Damn, it's hot.
Put the shirt underneath. It can't be seen in the photo.
Nice ass, bro.
Thank you, Aaron.
Now with the sanctuary background, guys, it's magnificent.
What?
With the backdrop of the sanctuary. Stop, guys. The cyclists are passing by again. This place is a fairy tale, but it is literally infested with cyclists. That's it, lunch break. In the afternoon, we start taking pictures again, but this time with the mysterious pyramids as a backdrop.
Which pyramids?
There are pyramids of mysterious origin in this area. You will see them soon.
Okay.
Where are we going to eat?
Let's eat at Pasqualino, honey. It's a very famous tavern in the area. They prepare excellent risottos. Yellow risotto and sausage. Risotto with porcini mushrooms. With rocket, with osso buco. As you can see, there's food even for vegetalines like you.
Vegetalines?
Yes, why? Aren't you a vegetaline? And then from the terrace of the place, you can enjoy a spectacular view with a backdrop of Milan.
You know what, Gianni? It's always an extraordinary pleasure to have lunch with you.
The pleasure is all mine, guys. Let's go.
You're really cool, buddy, you know?
You're super cool too, Aaron. But unfortunately, I'm strictly straight.
Well, I'm strictly bisexual.
Strictly?
Yeah, strictly.
What a fantastic view, Gianni.
Yes, from up here you can see all of Brianza.
You were right. It was worth coming here. And then we ate very well. I especially liked that cheese cooked in the pan, a real delicacy.
Everything okay?
Very good, thank you.
Would you like something sweet?
Me, yes.
Yeah, me too.
As you can see, the boys have a robust 20-year-old appetite.
I see. And what 20-year-olds?
Yep, not bad. What do you have for dessert?
We have homemade desserts. I recommend the tiramisu. It's our specialty.
Let's go for the tiramisu.
What is tiramisu?
It is a spoon dessert, sweet Aaron, made with ladyfingers soaked in coffee and covered with a cream made from mascarpone, eggs, and sugar, with some liqueur.
Here are your tiramisu.
Thank you, dear.
Do you like it, Emmanuel?
Yes, I like it very much. It's delicious.
Delicious like you?
Oh, no, much more.
I don't think it's possible.
Oh, well.
A real oddity, don't you think? The shape of these hills has nothing natural about it.
No, actually they are really strange.
They look like step pyramids, like those of the Aztecs.
Yes, Aaron.
But what do scholars think about it?
They don't agree, little rat. Some insist that these are natural formations, but they don't look like it.
To me, they don't seem to be of natural origin at all.
A group of researchers from the Czech Republic have claimed that the pyramids are aligned with the passage of Orion at dawn on the summer solstice. Like those of Giza, only these are much older.
Older?
Yes, Marmot. Don't forget that we are only about 80 kilometers from the famous cave paintings of Valcamonica. But enough with the archaeological curiosities, and let's get to work. I want you bare-chested again. But this time, Aaron must hold Emmanuel in his arms as if he wanted to crush him. And Emmanuel must make that usual little face that he knows, a little scared, like a young girl at her first intercourse.
Okay.
Come on, Emmanuel. I hold you tight, tight.
Don't overdo it, though.
Just enough to make you feel my body.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. You two are so sexy. Aaron, bite his neck. Like this. And you, Emmanuel. Hold still for a bit. You're making my photos all blurry.
Hey, easy on the bites.
I'll eat your neck like a vampire.
Emmanuel, let yourself go in his arms. Look into his eyes as if you wanted to enter his pants.
In the eyes as if I wanted to get into his pants? Are you stoned?
Oh, listen, don't argue about everything. Today, you are unbearable. Amore marmotto, you know that? It looks like a tarantula stung you. You even look bad in photos.
Eh, it will be the comparison.
Don't talk nonsense. Stop like this.
What is amore marmotto?
Nothing. Leave it alone. It's a bullshit that Gianni always tells me.
Are you his boyfriend?
No, I'm not.
Better this way.
All right, guys, we're done. You were amazing. I can't find any adjectives to describe you. This photo shoot is the bomb. It's really gonna make a splash.
May I leave?
Sure, love, but remember, come back to my office tomorrow. We're certainly not finished here.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping for. And him? Will he be there tomorrow?
No, he won't tomorrow. Maybe another time.
I hope to see you again soon, boy. I like you very much. Let me hug you.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye.
Shall we go, darling?
Let's go.
Why so quiet?
I don't feel like talking.
Are you angry?
Gianni, let's be clear. If you don't need me anymore, tell me to my face. You gave me the number of another photographer. I'll contact him.
Oh no, darling. How did such a ridiculous idea come into your head?
Eh, I wonder how it came to my mind. Tomorrow you see Aaron again, because you're certainly not finished with him. While, maybe I'll come back another time. Look, I understand English perfectly.
But that's because with you, I've already established a stable relationship, darling. While with him, it's just begun, and I still have to consolidate it. That's all.
Oh, that's all?
Yes, that's all.
Do you think I'm an idiot? It's obvious from a mile away that you want to take him to bed.
Well, I don't deny that, actually. If I could, I would like to. But unfortunately, at my age, and with physical means, let's say in the norm, I certainly can't aspire to such a lofty goal. Maybe if I were very rich or very powerful. You know, guys like Aaron are sensitive to that kind of flattery. Let's say they let themselves be bought easily.
Are you telling me that you don't sleep with him just because you can't? But if you could, you would?
Of course I would.
Ah, and what would Massimiliano think about it?
Oh, he would understand. He cheated on me several times too. You know, in gay relationships, fidelity is a pure hypothesis.
I mean, him yes and me no. I'm only good for sleeping.
But why are you so nervous, darling?
I can't have sexual instincts, no. Mine are something low and vulgar. You told me to go to the bathroom and jerk off if I really wanted to. Do you remember? You offended me to death that time.
It was just a tease, puppy. I knew perfectly well you wouldn't do it.
But with Aaron, it's different, I guess. With him, you can.
I've already explained it to you. I can't do it with you, because I have deep feelings for you.
I see. And tell me, which of the two would be the male? Because, you know, I'm starting to suspect that that's the problem.
You're off track, love. I don't like the passive role with boys.
Gianni, you're a shit.
But Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse my ass. You're kidding me, I can't stand it. Take me to my car, I want to get out of here ASAP.
Baby, listen, it was purely theoretical. We both know that I could never aspire to a guy like Aaron. You, on the contrary.
Me what?
I saw how he hugged you. How he looked at you while we were taking pictures, while we were at the restaurant. And I heard his jokes about your little ass, and how beautiful you are. Little marmot, he likes you.
Huh. So what?
Well then, go for it. You will never have another opportunity like this. Go for it in the arms of that wonderful elk from the Canadian tundra, and let him make you his. It will be a wonderful experience for you, and I will live it through you. And the erotic tension that will arise between my two Arctic animals will be a formidable subject for my shots. But what are you doing?
Stop!
Are you crazy? You opened the door while driving?
Stop this fucking machine.
What are you doing? Are you vomiting? Are you feeling nauseous, little one? Maybe I was going to fasten the curb.
Hey kid, are you out of your mind? I was about to hit you.
Please, can you take me to Milan? Or wherever you like, just give me a ride.
I'm going to Milan right now. Jump on. What's going on?
I was in the smart with that guy, but...
He put his hands on you, huh?
No, not really. Please go. Thanks for the ride.
You're welcome, boy.
Emmanuel, puppy, love.
What did you take me for a whore? Guardian angel of fuck.
Where are you going? Please, come back here.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Fuck you.
My love, where are you going? Come back here.
Puppy loves. I get it, a serial molester.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, my love.
And he insists, I see.
Yeah, but I'm not going to answer. If you don't mind, I'll call home.
Don't worry, go ahead.
Mayra, I'll be back in a couple of hours. How did Bella do? I'm glad. I'm in pieces, Mayra. Run me a hot bath, please. Don't worry, everything is fine. See you in a bit.
Emmanuel, my love, love.